radio programs. You are going to hear parts of different radio programs. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then, you will hear the text twice. Between the two listenings, you will have 30 seconds to think about the answers. While listening, match the programs 1 to 5 to their main topic, B to G, by writing the appropriate letter in the box after each program. There is one example, 0A, at the beginning. There is one extra topic that you do not need to use. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalize your answers on the task sheet. Start studying the task now.
Zero.
Now, if the government is to put in place its proposals for wraparound childcare, 160,000 new childcare workers will be needed. At the moment, only 2% of them are men, and a number of local authorities are actively trying to attract them into the profession. Well, why are they so reluctant to look after kids, and why do so many of us find it odd if they do?
One.
It came out in a series of episodes which thrilled the public. One of the characters died by spontaneous combustion in a strangely paranormal scene. But beyond that, you'd find it hard to see any connection between Dickens's Bleak House and The X-Files, except for the actress Gillian Anderson, who's starring in the new BBC adaptation. She found her role for 9 years as Agent Scully so exhausting that she'd sworn never to do television again. But this is an exceptional drama with an eclectic cast.
Two.
But are the numbers of girls to boys in our families really down to the toss of a coin? In fact, it's not quite so simple. For a start, for every 100 girls born, there are 105 boys. But also, you as an individual mother or father might have loaded the dice towards a son or a daughter right back at conception. In humans, though, the biasing of sex ratios is a subtle affair.
3.
She's pretty much the leading light in Hollywood rom-com right now, both as star and as producer. So I began by asking her whether it was a strain being both on the same film.
It's so hard because being a producer, the best thing to be in the job is not only a problem solver, but very rational and very level-headed. And as an actor, you're expected to, like, have your emotions on hand at all times. You have to be free and, like, open-minded.
4.
Now, one of the questions I guess Deirdre must have answered a few times over the years is, how can I find a man? If it ever seems like there are more single women chasing a partner than the other way around, you may like to know that statistics back that up, well, in some parts of the country at least. According to the 2001 census, 1 million young men have gone missing. We'll be discovering exactly what that means in a moment. But first, Liz Pearson has been braving the single scene at a speed data event in central London.
5.
Can your height really determine whether you have children or how ambitious you are? On the surface, that sounds improbable, but that's what new research from Stirling and St Andrews Universities has concluded. Using an online questionnaire, which was answered by women in the UK, US, Australia and Canada, the research found that taller women are more assertive and less likely to have babies.
This is the second reading.
Zero.
Now, if the government is to put in place its proposals for wraparound childcare, 160,000 new childcare workers will be needed. At the moment, only 2% of them are men, and a number of local authorities are actively trying to attract them into the profession. Well, why are they so reluctant to look after kids, and why do so many of us find it odd if they do?
One.
It came out in a series of episodes which thrilled the public. One of the characters died by spontaneous combustion in a strangely paranormal scene. But beyond that, you'd find it hard to see any connection between Dickens's Bleak House and The X-Files, except for the actress Gillian Anderson, who's starring in the new BBC adaptation. She found her role for 9 years as Agent Scully so exhausting that she'd sworn never to do television again. But this is an exceptional drama with an eclectic cast.
Two.
But are the numbers of girls to boys in our families really down to the toss of a coin? In fact, it's not quite so simple. For a start, for every 100 girls born, there are 105 boys. But also, you as an individual mother or father might have loaded the dice towards a son or a daughter right back at conception. In humans, though, the biasing of sex ratios is a subtle affair.
Three.
She's pretty much the leading light in Hollywood rom-com right now, both as star and as producer. So I began by asking her whether it was a strain being both on the same film.
It's so hard because being a producer, the best thing to be in the job is not only a problem solver, but very rational and very level-headed. And as an actor, you're expected to, like, have your emotions on hand at all times. You have to be free and, like, open-minded.
Four.
Now, one of the questions I guess Deirdre must have answered a few times over the years is, how can I find a man? If it ever seems like there are more single women chasing a partner than the other way around, you may like to know that statistics back that up, well, in some parts of the country at least. According to the 2001 census, 1 million young men have gone missing. We'll be discovering exactly what that means in a moment. But first, Liz Pearson has been braving the single scene at a speed data event in central London.
Five.
Can your height really determine whether you have children or how ambitious you are? On the surface, that sounds improbable, but that's what new research from Stirling and St Andrews Universities has concluded. Using an online questionnaire, which was answered by women in the UK, US, Australia and Canada, the research found that taller women are more assertive and less likely to have babies.